This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. The second person involved in the rock-throwing death of a young woman in Jefferson County learned his fate today. Zachary Kwok pled guilty to assault charges and was sentenced to 32 years. His friend, who also took a plea deal, was sentenced to 45 years on Thursday. The third man involved was the only one to go to trial, and he was found guilty last month of first-degree murder. He faces life in prison and will be sentenced in June. State lawmakers abandoned an effort today attempting to override the governor's veto of a bill giving governments more time to respond to open records requests. The bill would have extended response deadlines for those requests for everyone except journalists. Kathy Kipp, a state senator from Fort Collins, sponsored the bill. She says she'll work this summer with critics on a new version.
We decided that it was better to seek common ground than to, frankly, make people take a vote that makes them look non-transparent.
Governor Polis says he vetoed the measure because he supports more transparency and he doesn't want to treat people differently when it comes to fulfilling records requests. Colorado's pro basketball and hockey teams will both try to make the second round of their playoffs tomorrow. The Nuggets are back on their home court hosting the LA Clippers. The Avalanche will be in Dallas. Both series have gone the maximum 7 games, which means tomorrow night's winners move on and losers' seasons are over. In Grand Junction, sunny and 48 degrees tomorrow with a high of 47 degrees on Sunday with a good chance for afternoon snow. Look for highs in the 70s in Denver tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. This is CPR News.